this is where one person may say something, but they may not feel comfortable with that, right? The AES is that mechanism to do that. And it's then we can all combine all of our voices all at once and give some power and strength to that concern.
Aloha and welcome to Vapix Talk Story. This is our podcast where we inform and educate our veterans here in the Pacific. And today we have Wilfred Lee. Welcome, Wilfred.
Hi, Amy. How are you?
I am well. It's so nice to talk to you. I know it's been a while.
It has.
And we, you know, I know that we've worked on all employee survey together and many other things to include our project where we did our
standard phone greeting, right?
Standard phone greeting.
Yeah, it takes us back, huh?
Yeah, so it's been a while and I'm glad we're able to catch up. So Will, tell us a little about your background and how your journey to the VA.
Sure. You know, I'm a social worker by training, actually. And so I've been at the VA for almost 9 years now. And this is like my fourth position in 9 years. I've been at two VAs as well. I've been at the Greater LA Healthcare System as the in transition care management. And then they found out about me in blind rehab and asked me to come home. So it actually worked out really, really well. I'd always been looking for something for me to take me home, and that was the right position to bring me home. Since then, from blind rehab, I transitioned to the patient advocate supervisor. And then when my predecessor retired, I stepped into her position about 11 months ago, actually. And so that's what brings me here into the Veteran Experience Service, where I oversee patient advocacy, the Center for Development and Civic Engagement, and employee engagement, and where that's where the AES, the employee survey, falls under.
The AES. So tell us a little bit about what that is.
The employee survey started in about 2001, so it's been around for quite some time. And it's a huge survey that's done annually, and it really kind of assesses how our employees feel about the VA, how they feel about working at the VA, how they feel about their supervisors, the organizational climate, all kinds of things. It's a very comprehensive survey and also includes the best place to work questions as well.
And why is that important?
You know, the AES is a really great time to kind of get all the voices all together all at once instead of having all these scattered voices. This is the time to really concentrate all of our opinions into one solid voice. And from the after that, we have the results are presented to us. This is where our work group supervisors really have a time to then look at that data and think about how we can make the workplace a lot better for everyone.
So this is where each employee takes a survey, and tell us a little bit about that. And what is the, you know, you say it's once a year, but give us an example of some of the questions that they're asked.
So it's released in June. It's a lot of questions asking about what do you think are the priorities that we should be working on? How do you feel about your supervisor? How do you feel about the organization itself? Would you recommend this organization to someone else to work? Those are kind of the questions that they ask.
And I know I've been taking it for years. It is, I think, really good to let everyone know it is anonymous.
It is. Yeah, it's anonymous and confidential. So there's really no way to track who took the survey. And so the National Center of Organizational Development, NCOD, takes it a step further. And so when we map everyone to all 1,700 employees of our VA Pacific Islands into our work groups, we try to go as small as a work group of five, because we think that with five, that's a really good number to kind of get the richness of data. However, if those five people that are mapped, if only four people answer that, then those four people, that will not be enough for it, create enough anonymity in that group. And so that group rolls up to a parent group instead. And so that this becomes a bigger group of information so that we're not able to figure out who are those four people. It'd be easy to figure that out, but five people or more, they feel like that's enough to create that anonymity and confidentiality. So it's really important that people understand that. So, and they can also skip the demographics information as well. So in the survey, the first page is asking about demographics. I know that makes people feel really uncomfortable. And so they can actually skip that part and I answer that to then make it feel like it's safer for them to answer those questions.
And I like that. I think that people are more honest about saying what they feel and how they feel if they know that they can do it anonymously. Yeah.
The AES is really the mechanism to provide their feedback to management and leadership on the workplace strengths and their areas of improvement and try to make this a better workplace for all of us.
And that's the key, is it's to help improve things. If things are broken, they can't be fixed, right? So it's
how would leadership know, right? So this is where one person may say something, but they may not feel comfortable with that, right? The AES is that mechanism to do that, and it's then we can all combine all of our voices all at once and give some power and strength to that concern.
And then what happens to all that data once it's been collected?
So the data, after it's collected, so when the AES is released, each work group have its own special code. And so that code is to generate that, or so we know the data will then belong to that work group. Like I said, if they're less than five, that would then roll up to a parent group. And so all that information is then shared with all of the work group supervisors, I think in about September or so. And so that's when the work group supervisors will have a chance to analyze that data. And once they analyze that data, it's time to present that data to their work groups. We believe that that's what leads to action planning. And we believe that when the action planning is done publicly and transparently and there's buy-in from the work groups and the people that are in the work groups, that there's more chances of being successful. There's more chance for change as well. So all that data gets into the work group, and the work group would then look at it and they would discuss it. So this past year, we tried a new pilot project that was given to us by the VISN, and it was called Listen, Sort, and Empower. And so this is a evidence-based kind of approach. And so the listen phase is where after the data is presented to the work group, there's a facilitator that's actually named. And so the work group supervisor, like me, would not actually be in that conversation. It gives the employees that psychological safety to be able to kind of really freely discuss what their concerns are and go a little bit more into depth and details about what their concerns were, maybe such as their priorities. My group had identified growth, communication, and innovation as some of their priorities of what they wanted to focus on this year. So we really focused on that. And so we can talk about, you know, what they wanted in terms of to see in growth, what they want to see in communication, what they want to see in innovation. And so they can discuss that. Then the next part would then be sort. The sorting part is where they can actually, I come back into the picture and then try to figure out what's within our control as a service to fix, what's within shared control between me and another service, and what's completely outside of our control. We also then look at the goals and the things that we've talked about and think about has the highest impact on the service and what can make the biggest difference and what's going to take the most effort. And then when we sort it that way, we can then help prioritize what we want to work on this year. And so my group came up with about 7 different goals for the AES. And so from there, we created an initial action plan, which we submitted to employee engagement, which we monitor and ensure that every work group, we mapped about 106 work groups last year to ensure all of their plans are in. And then 4 months later, we have a mid-progress review. And we want to see at that point, have the supervisors talk to their work groups and see what's going well in terms of their action plan, what needs to be changed, tweaked, or pivoted. And then 4 months after that, we will then do the final action plan and see if they were able to meet their goals, and hopefully that will improve their scores the next time around in June when the next AES is released.
Well, I know when I first got here, part of feedback that I received as the public affairs officer was communications.
Always, I know where you're going to go with this.
Always an issue with communications. And I understood that there was some kind of challenges that we had here, because I know personally I was sending out more than 30 emails a day. And it's hard when you hear people complain about the only way you know how. When I got here, that was the only way I knew how to get information out, because we didn't have digital boards that worked. We didn't have an intranet that I can push and put things on. Our social media was brand new at the time. And so I know that I had to come up with a plan on how not to inundate our emails, inboxes. People hated me, and I felt bad about that, but I was just like, but that's the only way we have to get information out. And so now that we have our internet and I can and post things on there, and we send things out once a week versus daily in a consolidated form, I'd like to think that that has helped improve our communication internally. And also it stores things to where before, if someone deleted their email, they were screaming, can you send that out again? Mm-hmm. And so things that are changing for the better. But here's what also has changed for me because of that. I am mindful every time I send an email mass blast to everyone. I am mindful of that. I think twice, does this need to go out to everyone? I think twice about, you know, just hitting forward. So that really changed how I saw how to communicate via email. And I think a lot of folks appreciate that, because when I have new people saying, hey, can you send this out to everyone? And I'm saying, here's why I can't, and here's why. And I always go back to, this was an all-employee survey feedback that I got, and how important that was, I mean, to shape how our internal communications has been till this day.
Yeah.
So
that's how powerful the AES can be, right? It gathers all that data, and you took that feedback and you changed how we did our way of business, right? To make it more efficient. We were flooding people's emails, inundating them, overwhelming them to the point where they're getting this fatigue where they didn't even bother reading it. Now we can actually kind of concentrate that into maybe one messaging instead, so that we can ensure that people are reading it and more interested in that.
This podcast is also a response to, you know, I used to have a way to do updates on the radio. We lost that ability to do that. And so I'm hoping this too answers a way to communicate to not only our staff, but our veterans.
Right.
So tell me about, you know, how accountability of the all employees survey data. You know, I know that people are held accountable for things, but how are we holding like supervisors accountable?
It's the action planning process, where the action planning process kind of builds into the fact that we have to share, as work group supervisors, share this data with our group. And so also then, and the AES actually measures that. We ask about data use. Did the employees feel like that data was shared with them? Did they feel like that the information that they shared was going to be used in a meaningful way, or has it been used in a meaningful way, would be the data sharing element. And so that's where, when we hold our work group supervisors to these action plans, doing the mid-progress review, and then also checking in with them again at the end with the final review, then yes, we are keeping our work group supervisors accountable to following this plan. And the other additional thing that we've added this year is that we're going to be presenting all of these plans to our service chiefs, and the service chiefs will then brief a summary of all the plans to our executive leadership team, and that also creates accountability.
What are you seeing as things? I know you've been working on all employees survey for a while. You were actually overseeing it for a long time, single-handedly overseeing our committee that we had pre-COVID. I know we did this all pre-COVID.
Right.
So what are you seeing as far as some of the things that you feel VAPIX can do better?
Well, one of the things I wanted to point out is that last year we had about 84% participation rate. That means 84% of our workforce actually answered the AES, and that's amazing. And I think we were the highest in the VISN, so I'm going to brag about that a little bit. And so that's really good, because that means we have more voices. And when we have more voices, that data creates more accuracy for us. And so that's good. And we're going to continue to ensure, when we do a marketing campaign this year, that we continue to keep participation rate high. Which this year we're actually going to be targeting a lot more of the maybe underrepresented voices. That's what we want to try to look at. So we're probably going to look at the participation rates of some of our work groups and see which ones are the lowest ones. And then we're going to target them and make sure that they understand why the AES is important. Maybe listen to this podcast, or, and you know, why their voices matter and what we do with that data. Maybe there's that they don't understand what that data is for and why it's important. And so we need to help them understand that. We are seeing trends going up. And, you know, COVID was a very stressful time for all of us. So we were seeing some increases in burnout in terms of how many symptoms people were having. But we are trending up in the sense that in a lot of different areas of that, we are seeing that people feel like, yes, we are making changes and the workplace is getting to be better. And then also looking at some of the priorities as well. And the priorities are showing that people are seeing improvements in those priorities.
And so when you say, you know, burnout and all that, that is trends that you're seeing in some of the responses. What about for staff that say, I don't know whatever happens, I take it every year, and I don't ever know what happens. How can we assure them that their voice has been heard?
That's a great question. Again, I think I have to go back to the action planning where, you know, if the action plan is done within the work group, and they feel like they have a say in what the goals are going to be, then there is that ability to feel like, you know what, I'm contributing to this, and then my supervisor is sharing with me what we've been doing in terms of, and I'm seeing the changes actually happening in my work group. And so I think that's where people will feel like, yes, the data is being used in a meaningful way to improve the workplace climate and my work itself.
Inevitably, this will all impact our veterans. What is a takeaway? You know, if there's a veteran listening to this, what is the takeaway for our veterans to know?
That the veterans see that we are trying to make this a better place. And we believe that when our employees are happy employees, that they're going to, and they feel connected to each other, they're going to feel connected to the mission, which is to help veterans. And I think that's why I want veterans to know. And this is why we do this survey. And that's why we work so hard in making sure that the data is given out to our work group supervisors and to try to create a better place for all of us, which will then be creating a better place for veterans.
And that is why you are the one in charge of our Veteran Experience Service. You are overseeing what it takes to ensure that our veterans' experience here at VA Pacific Islands is a good and positive one. So, Will, thank you so much for what you're doing. If there's any takeaway messages you'd like to add.
One takeaway message would be to encourage our employees to do this and to really share their voice. And so we can concentrate all those voices into one. And so it's louder. And then we will hear what they have to say.
When's
and
the
be
next
honest
one?
As
yeah,
well.
When is the next one coming up?
June 5th, actually.
Okay.
It'll be open for 2.5 weeks.
Well, good. Well, we'll remind everyone to listen to this podcast. So thank you so much. And we look forward to hearing how we can all improve our all-employee survey scores.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
And this is Amy Rolfs. Thank you for listening. Aloha.